Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Ruben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Ruben, this is Abdul. So you don't, when I call you, you don't see my number?
I didn't see your number, Abdul. So sorry about that. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How about you? Have you been good?
I've been doing good. Thank you very much for asking. Let me just go ahead and pull everything up here. How did things go over the weekend, Abdul?
Things was okay. Weekend was not as good, but I did get a lead the other day. So, Ruben, here is the thing, brother. I got two dispatchers now, okay?
Okay.
The first one starts with 7 in the morning all the way till 4. And then Eastern time, 7 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one takes over from 4 to 11. And that's how the ad is running, from 7 to 11.
Okay, right? So we should run it from 7 to 11?
7 to 11, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay.
And then, yes, so I will be controlling the phone only Sunday and Saturday. To see how to have halfway Saturday, and then the dispatchers will be running throughout the week.
Okay.
So now we need, I figured that when we increase the radius, we get more calls, and the cost per click will be cheaper. I don't know if I'm right, let me know. If I'm mistaken, let me know. But I think that's from when we increase the radius, I start getting more calls.
Beautiful. All right. Let me check the cost per click here, okay? Let me see how we've been doing here. Because, for example, if we go, let's say last week, from last week till today, the cost per click was about $3.81. Mm-hmm. So let's say from the 22nd till today, you got 114 clicks, right? That's both campaigns. Now, if we look at yesterday, for example, I'm sorry, on the 28th, the cost per click was $4.32. So it went up a dollar higher, right?
Yeah. But what about when we had the campaign only 20 miles? It was like five something. But that's not the point. So what I'm saying is, based on the numbers that we're seeing right now,
mm-hmm.
is it better to get more, like, because we do dispatch, so we do everywhere. Anywhere people from anywhere they call, we can dispatch it really quick. So we get the system done.
Beautiful.
You know what I mean? So we're ready to take calls from anywhere. But right now, we're trying to control Ohio. I'm trying to lock Ohio in.
Okay. That's very good. We can certainly help you out with that. Let's
see. If you look at the map, we got 40 miles from Centerville, which touches past Springfield. And then you got Columbus downtown, 40 miles. These ads will meet. The radius will be, like, if you put two circles, is it some area will be covered from both campaigns.
They touch.
Yes.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
So now we need to get Cincinnati side.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you like to add Cincinnati too? Definitely.
I will add, but right now, if I increase Dayton one to 50 miles, it will touch Cincinnati.
Yeah. If we increase it 10 miles more, it would include Cincinnati, actually.
Yes. So we do that. We do increase this one, and we do both 50 miles radius. And then what's the budget? What I got? I think it's two more days, and it will be. I just got charged for the hosting fee. For the website.
$49? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then what's the, what's left?
Mm-hmm. Let me see how much we have left. Just give me a moment here.
Because I think I put it till the 31st.
Yeah, we did put it till the 31st, right? Yeah, I mean, let me just double check here. But yeah, it was the 31st from what I remember. Let's see. Okay. So I see we've actually run out of the budget. All right, let me see how much we've had with the spending. For example, if we look at the 28th, which was, what, Saturday? If we look at the 28th, for example, we spent $64.74, right, for the 28th. For the 27th, we spent $60.56. 26th, we spent $73.88.
Damn.
$52.93.
Okay, what card you got on file right now? Let me see. What card you got on file?
On file, I have... It's a Visa that ends in 8908.
Okay. You only got one on file?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so right now the ads are not running.
Right now the ads were paused. They were paused yesterday, actually. Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's crazy. Okay, let me give you this card number really quick.
Okay, let me update this here. Okay, I'm ready when you are, Abdul. What would the new number be?
Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look for the card. One second. One second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem.
Just one second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, what's the amount first? How much we're gonna charge?
How much would you like to add for the budget?
Okay, so I added. Okay, here's the thing. I added 500 2 weeks ago, right? We agreed that we're gonna do, if we do 1,000, it's gonna be like 15% management fee. So last time I paid 500, you know, 2 weeks ago. So
yes,
how much is from the 16th till today, till the ads was paused, how much we spent?
Let's see. Okay, so if we're looking at the campaign from the 15th till today, the ad spent $740. Now, when you paid the $500 and you paid the $380, which you paid after that, I see that we're still charged under the 20% threshold. Thing is that you need to have the full budget allocated in order for us to have the 15% threshold.
Okay, right now, and that's what I was trying to do, it like 1,000 a month, 500 every 2 weeks. So that I paid the 500 2 weeks ago, and I'm ready to pay another 500, you know?
Okay.
So let's do charge the card 550. Total
right now. 550. Alright. Can I please have the new number?
Yes. 4802.
Mm-hmm.
0981-5068-9228.
Okay, let me just run that back. 4802. 0981-5068-9228.
Yes, sir.
Okay, may I have the expiration date, please?
12/30.
12/30, okay. And the three digits on the back, what would that be?
195.
195, okay. Is the billing address still the same?
What you got, 30 Broad Street?
I actually have 75 Chestnut Street.
No, that's for the other business. Do 30 Broad Street, my actual address on First Coast.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Let me just update this here.
45459.
So I've updated the account here. We said 550, right? Okay, so I'm getting an error message saying that the card is invalid.
No.
I did read the card back to you. Do you mind reading the card out to me just one more time?
Hold on, why are you doing that? Wait. Yeah, I got you. 1 second. Yes.
Uh huh.
4802. 0981-5068-9228. And you did read it back to me and it was good.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's what I thought, right? I mean, expires 12/30, we said. Three digits on the back, 195.
Yes.
Address on file, we said, and then, 30 Brad Street.
Yes, 45459.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah, this is the only one for first choice. It was on file before, too.
Yeah, let me see what happened. Because it updated the information successfully here on my account. However, when I try to take the payment, it does say invalid card number. Huh, okay. Let me see.
This is weird. The card number, this is the only card.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was on file before. Hold on. I'm trying to see if it's not locked. I don't think it's locked. I never locked it.
Okay, yeah, because it doesn't say that it was locked or that you need to contact your bank. It just says invalid card number. That's the error message I'm getting right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here with you, okay? Just one more minute.
Okay, do you got a payment link, Apple Pay, something, Zelle account? I can Zelle it to the company or whatever.
Well, the other option is you can actually go into the dashboard. On the dashboard, there's this option where you can actually pay the bill that we just created. If you like, I can walk you through it right now.
Yeah. I'm on the app, or just to go online on the website?
Uh-huh, yeah, on the app.
Okay, I'm on the app right now.
Okay. So on the upper right-hand side, you should see a little, your initials, AG.
On home? Hold on.
Yes, on the upper right-hand side, you should see a little circle with your initials.
I see the company name on top, and then setting the menu.
Okay, you see where it says account settings? It should be all the way at the bottom of the menu, your initials.
On the menu, I see business info, posts, listings, ad campaign.
Do you see your name there or account settings?
Is it settings and billing?
Okay, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, billing.
Mm-hmm.
550, I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you see where it says edit payment information?
Yes.
Okay. You can double check there.
Why don't let me edit nothing?
It's not letting you edit?
Please wait at least 30 seconds after the last... Okay. Yeah, it won't let me edit, but I can see the invoice and everything. And when I hit pay, hit edit payment information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it will not let me edit.
It's giving you an error message as well?
It says, it's like, I cannot edit nothing. It's just...
Okay. It doesn't let you move forward?
No. Or like, there is no option to edit it. Like, I see the info, but I cannot edit it.
Do you see where it says card information? Do you see a little box that says change? or no?
It is payment information, and then it says all my payment information details, but I only see here. I can send it to you.
Okay, please. Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's grayed out from what I see.
The thing is, I have this card on Apple Pay, so there is no way.
Yeah, it's probably an issue with the system more than your card. All right, so let me just see here, okay?
I see Z, unlock or unlock card, 9228, unlocked. So, I see all the info. Yeah, the card, manage card. The card is active, bro. Show a number. Ruben, can you see the card number?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I see the last four digits. The one that ends in 2228.
Yeah, if I, you don't, you can see it. Try to run it one more time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm talking to tech about this situation. Actually, I want to try to take the payment one more time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to send you a little screenshot of the error message I'm getting, which basically just says invalid card number, invalid account number. So I'm just checking with tech here, see if there's anything that's with our system.
What if I give you a checking account?
We can take the payment from the checking account. Uh-huh. No problem.
Okay, try through the checking. It's linked to the same card, but I'll give you the number.
Okay. There you go. All right, so what would the bank name be?
U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank, okay. May I have the routing number, please?
Yes, 042. 0000, which is four zeros,
mm-hmm.
And then 13.
So 042 0000 13.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. May I have the account number as well, please?
Yeah, 130 132 8088 79.
130-132-80-8879.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it's under the same address as well, right?
Yes, sir. 30 Broad Street Road, apartment 6.
Mm-hmm. Center Dayton, of Ohio.
Or Dayton, Ohio. Yeah, same.
45459, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just trying to take the payment again. One moment. Uh-huh. Okay. So it went through successfully, the $550 payment. So with that being said, we would be able to turn the Google Ads back up. so we can keep a lookout for the cost. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, Ruben, we have to change the number now. So
it was approved. It was approved already.
I don't know yet, but I have the two dispatchers. Like, I have Ring Central, so Ring Central have 888 number. I have okay. It's 888-855-2898. Let me double check too. So it's 888-855-2898.
2898.
That's the main company number or Ring Central, and I do have three extensions. So I want the call to get transferred from the 888 on local splash, the call tracking number, to go to this 888. And then when it rings in there, it rings all other numbers linked to that.
Okay.
So it rings on everybody's end.
That's good. That's good. Okay. Let me just double check the number. 888-855-2898.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll be sending the calls from the call tracking number here, and then they'll be moving it over to your dispatchers, right?
Yes. When that number rings, it's gonna ring on everybody's end. It's three accounts, so all three will ring on their end. So it's good.
Okay. Yeah. No. Definitely. I can have that done within the next few minutes. Yeah, brief moment here. Okay. So yeah, I mean, in regards to the phone calls, they're gonna be transferred from to that phone number within the next few minutes. If you like, I can send you a little notification through text once that is done.
Yes, sir. Please do.
Okay. Sounds good. Do you have any questions? Any new offers you'd like to update?
So, the ads will be running for how long with this budget?
So we added the 550.
Take the management fee out, and then whatever left, how much is going to last. I'm going to make a big investment here soon. It's just, you know, this is going to push for like a week, at least 10 days.
Yeah, make sure you're set up, right? I mean, that payment you made is for $412.50, to be exact. That's the actual payment we're making Google. So if we divide that by $60, which is the $30 on each campaign, that should be about a week.
About a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No problem. No, but please let me know before it runs out. Just let me know so I can, you know, just give me a little reminder.
Yes, sir. I'll keep a lookout. I'll check it over the weekend. And, you know, before we're done with that budget, I'm just going to give you a little phone call so you're aware. Okay?
Yep. And then after this is done, we need to test it.
Yeah, I already sent it out to our tech team, so I'm just waiting for that little, let's say, notification. Once that is done, I can go ahead and give you a call, and we can certainly test it at that point.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Robin. Appreciate your time.
Oh, no problem, Abdul. Any other question you may have?
No, that'd be all. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the time. I'll keep in touch with you, all right? You have a good one there.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.